Welcome to Daily Editorial, 8:55 in the morning, although this is not going to air until noon. It is the 15th of November. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I have to say it hasn't been so great here in the Pacific Northwest. Very, very blustery weather out there, and a lot of significant flooding going on in the area where Jimmy and I currently live. Having said that, I want to talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse situation initially, Jimmy. The press is basically putting out the story that Carl Rittenhouse did not go down there to help anybody. He went out there to hunt human beings. I think that's absolutely ridiculous, and it's ridiculous because of the evidence that has come up in the court trial. Your comments, Jim?
I believe that Kyle Rittenhouse was watching the collapse of civilization, that he was a motivated young man that wanted to go help the community to help stabilize, to keep the riots from expanding and destroying personal property. And he was willing to go do something about it, something that many American adults have completely given responsibility up and allowed that violence to continue last summer with, you know, a couple of $1 billion worth of damage and over 2,000, you know, buildings burned, massive destruction. And I think Kyle Rittenhouse said, that's enough. And he went down there to try to basically protect property and defend people, and ended up being attacked for it by the same aggressive types of people. All the evidence has been very clear. The media that continues to hype the position that he was there to kill people, that he was there trying to go and play a video game, the prosecutor, the media, the people that are pitching that absolutely have not seen any information of truth or the facts that have come out in this trial. Because many of the people on the left that heard that agenda, that heard that position and actually supported it, are now standing up and saying, you know what, I was wrong. But there are still people out there that are just completely manipulated by the media. And that is that's the problem we're facing in America right now, is the powerful influence of particular political agendas that are shaping people's minds in a psychological operation and information influence operation to undermine confidence in America.
Jim, I want to stress what happened this morning regarding the Rittenhouse trial, and that was the judge dismissed the charges regarding the gun. You want to elaborate on that, if you would, because if it weren't for the gun, the rifle, I want to stress, if Rittenhouse had gone down there with a concealed weapon, or even with a handgun for that matter, then I suppose I might put a little bit more credence into the story that the media is putting out. But going down there with a rifle is absolutely ridiculous. A rifle, unless you are incredibly efficient, like Chuck Connors was in the show The Rifleman years and years ago on TV, it's pretty hard to protect yourself with a rifle as opposed to with a handgun. You want to elaborate on what I just said, Jim? You're the expert in that area.
Well, okay, so, all right. He was allowed, and the judge threw out the very confusing charge on whether or not he could have an open carry in Wisconsin. Basically, the judge threw out the prosecutor's charge that he was illegally carrying the rifle. That's the foundation for the argument of that he was there to kill people. One of the foundational arguments, he was there to kill people. So the judge tossed it out because the law is confusing and is basically saying, you know, is it the length of the barrel or it's not, blah, 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 blah. Bottom line is he was there with a show of force to show that and to protect himself. The people that attacked him, two of them, were actually carrying concealed weapons. Both of them were carrying them illegally. They were involved in the riots. Yep. Kyle Rittenhouse was open carry, showing that he had a rifle, which is basically a deterrent from someone to do something. Now, using it to defend yourself as a soldier, I'll tell you, it's no different. It's, you have a longer range, it's a higher probability of success at shooting somebody. It's more powerful than a handgun in most cases. but at this point, it's, you know, I'm not going to argue between the effectiveness, one or the other, of the handgun versus a rifle. In close quarters instances, a handgun is actually much more efficient. He was fighting against two people, armed people with handguns, and he managed to protect himself in very close quarters. So actually looking at it from a purely objective, soldierly way, Kyle Rittenhouse did an awesome job defending himself with a rifle in close quarter situations, but it absolutely has no bearing on whether or not he went there to kill people. And I think in the end, everybody's going to realize this, hopefully. Well, there'll be people that won't realize it, but the facts will come out in the trial, have come out in the trial, and now the jury's going to decide, and we'll see what happens. But I think he's going to be acquitted on all charges.
So your opinion, which was the next question I was going to ask you, Jim, your opinion is he'll be acquitted on all charges, correct?
Yeah, I think it's fairly clear that the prosecutor's arguments were undermined by prosecution witnesses. And I think even the continuation of the media spin is, you know, right now to try to paint it the other way will only cost, in my view, credibility to MSNBC and CNN.
This is very big news, I want to say, but it's not the biggest news that's out there. Well, it probably is the biggest news that's out there, particularly if you live in Kenosha. So anyway, Jim and I are going to take a real quick break. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about NATO. We're going to talk about the Haitian kidnapping, et cetera, et cetera. Stick around. Give us a few minutes. We'll be right back.